I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. In Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 and really 18 and 19, Paul is going to use two words that carry the same connotation, even though they both draw from different areas of life. And I want to read the passage and then draw these two words to your attention today. Notice Paul says in verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, now here are our two words, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. I want us today to look at these two words, rooted and grounded. They do carry something of the same sense in the passage, even though, again, they both draw from different areas of life. First of all, let's look at the word rooted. The word rooted in this passage literally means to be strengthened with roots. And in its very core form, the idea literally means to be fixed and to be constant. It's interesting because that same word rooted was often used by Greeks in the first century and just prior to that to refer to the base of a mountain. Well, you know how broad and wide the base of a mountain is. You know how sure and firm that mountain is because of its wide base. That's the idea. Firmly planted. It's interesting because Paul says that Christians are to be rooted that deep, just like a tree, rooted as firmly and as solidly as a mountain would be founded. It reminds me in Psalm 1, 1 through 3, of what the psalmist says. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree, notice, planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth his fruit in the season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Notice the idea of being firmly rooted in God. Then there's the other word, grounded. The word grounded. The word literally means to lay the foundation for anything. It conveys the sense of something that is fundamental to the structure. It's referring to the very thing upon which the entire structure is built. And in Colossians 2:9, you have the same sense again. Beginning in verse 7 of Colossians 2, Paul says, rooted and built up in Him. The idea of being firmly established. And established in the faith. Again, the idea of being founded firmly in the faith. As you've been taught, he says, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now, again, Paul uses these quite interchangeably in the text, that we're to be rooted and grounded in love. It's interesting, though, because the first word draws from the agricultural world, sort of from the botanical world. The second word draws from the architectural world. So he's at least drawing a difference in our mind between those two in that perspective. But both emphasize the need to be firmly planted, firmly rooted, firmly grounded in Jesus. The question is then, how do we do this? How do we make sure that we are rooted and grounded in the Lord? And let me give you three ways that you can do this today. First of all, one way that you can make sure that you are rooted and firmly grounded in God is to study your Bible daily. In Hebrews 5, beginning in verse 11, you'll read of a group of people who were being tossed to and fro because they weren't studying the Scriptures as well as they should. They were not even able, at the very least, to discern between good and evil. Their senses had not been exercised to do that because these individuals had stopped studying the Scriptures. You can't be rooted and grounded in God unless you're studying the Bible. It's what ties us to God. What about prayer? Prayer, along with Bible study, is one of those rudimentary, elementary, fundamental things that ties us to God. You cannot be rooted and deeply grounded in Christ unless you're spending time every day, quality time, in prayer with the Father. Or how about this? I know some people dismiss this as being insignificant, but you can't be rooted and grounded in God unless you are assembling regularly with the saints and being with your brothers and sisters in Christ as they worship God. You know, in Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, we know that the assemblies of the saints are the way in which we provoke one another to love and good works. Unless you're being provoked to love and good works, you can't be rooted and grounded deeply in Jesus. The point Paul's making is that we must be firmly planted in the Lord. And you can't do that unless we are, and myself included, doing those basic fundamental things that tie us to God. Rooted, grounded. That's been our word for today. Really, our two words for today. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.